the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Past and over clock, we're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
Welcome to another exciting edition of TV, movies, Netflix reviews.
I'm excited. So, I imagine you didn't see anything again this week?
Well, I watched, I got caught up on Rick and Morty, and I watched the second episode of Fear the Walking Dead, which
I picked up some.
It was a little bit better.
I mean, it's not that good. But
and I realized that Joni Stubbs is in it from Deadwood. I love Joni Stubbs.
Yeah, she's a whore.
Because I watched the first one, I'm like, man, this lady looks familiar. Who the fuck is this? And then I looked it up finally, and there it is, Joni Stubbs.
Yeah, Deadwood was a good show.
Oh, and I watched the wedding, most of The Wedding Singer yesterday, so that was exciting.
Ugh, that's not like a new thing, and you've seen that a bunch of times.
I know all the lines. I love it, though.
I mean, it's a good movie.
Definitely, I believe that's Adam Sandler's best movie, in my opinion.
Really?
My opinionation.
Okay. Well, in my opinionation, the sun will surely shine. That's from Blossom, the opening theme song.
Mm-hmm. That guy was a drunk, the brother.
It was a really good... Joey?
Joey wasn't the drunk, the other guy
I know,
drunk.
But Joey Lawrence was the best because he was so handsome.
Whoa. Six.
Oh, my... Jenna Von Oy. She was so
I
hot.
Always say, I probably said it a few weeks ago, but...
That I love Jenna Von Oy.
One time, like 7th or 8th grade, this girl goes, hey... So my cousin goes to UCLA, and she's in a class with Six from Blossom.
That's bragging rights, right?
Yeah,
there.
And everyone's excited. Like, oh,
oh
yeah.
Oh, my God! Because
someone saw Six from Blossom across the room.
Oh, my God.
That's big news.
You know what? That'd be big news for me if I, like, hey, guess what? Remember Six from Blossom, yeah? Fucked her.
Yeah, but chances are that's not going to happen.
I don't know.
I always wonder that, like...
She's still alive.
There's some celebrities...
Some what?
There's some celebrities,
celebrity,
and it's like, it's false probably, but you think like, you know, if I just met her and got to know her, she'd probably be into me, which I suppose,
I mean, it's possible.
Theoretically speaking, there's got to be a celebrity out there somewhere that would like me.
Yeah, sometimes you hear about celebrities just being with like regular guys.
For the most part, that's not true because...
It's not.
It's too hard. There's a reason why rich people don't hang out with poor people, because it's like, it's just not, you know...
They probably get annoyed because they have to pay for everything all the time. Because, listen, unless you want to go to Arby's, you know, I can't pay for dinner where you want to go. Yeah. Sorry, man. You're rich. I'm not. So we're hitting up the dollar menu.
And plus, it's just a different life. Like, there's different lives. Like, I can't complain about paying bills with a rich guy.
Oh, yeah, you can. Listen,
you're on a payment on my yacht.
They have to pay bills, too. There's, you know, they're a little bit, there's a little bit different. But they still got
to, you know,
do it.
You can usually get, maybe it's just a broad generalization, I don't know, but I think you can get older celebrities. Like, you could probably start dating, like, I don't know.
I fucked Sean Connery last night.
I don't
if
know.
That means anything. I don't know.
Like, do you think you could start dating
Hello
Jewel?
There. Yeah.
You think you could date Jewel? She's
yeah,
single.
Yeah, sure.
She's still super hot.
Well,
you know,
I tell her I love her fucked up teeth.
You know what?
That's what
I was watching
her.
Wedding Singer, and I looked up all the actors I was on there. First of all, that old man's dead. He died twelve years ago. But besides that, Drew Barrymore was only 23 when she was in Wedding Singer.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like,
you know, the thing is, she started out when she
was
so
young. It seems like she should be like 50 some years old now.
Yeah.
She's only 40.
But like, yeah, I know she just started so young. We've just been watching her for all this time.
She was born in 1975.
Like Brooke Shields.
Yeah.
She started as a little kid.
Probably around the same age.
So it feels like she's been around for fucking ever. What is she, like 80?
Like, no, she's 36.
I know. It's funny how that works.
Yeah.
So, I actually saw a few things. Now, I kept hearing the commercial for this fucking show, and I can't remember what it... Oh, The Blind Spot.
Oh, yeah. My girlfriend wanted to watch it. I was not interested.
Yeah, and not good. It's the usual... Okay, first...
It's procedural. Always these procedurals.
Well, I like procedurals...
Procedurals.
I said it wrong, I guess. Procedurals.
You put a little real high note.
Procedurals. I like those. You know, they're cool. I mean, maybe it'll get better. It was just a pilot. It seemed very poorly written. And
yeah, it's a bit of a, like, what crook is going to go all this? Like, I don't, in movies and TV, these crooks go to these elaborate things. Like, what are you doing that for?
Wait, no. Well, no one stole anything. That's not the premise of the show.
But they put all these tattoos on this lady, and...
Yeah, okay, this is the premise of the show.
And she's some kind of weird... Because I saw parts where she could just fight, and she didn't know why.
Yeah, of course. She had her memory erased, and her body's covered in tattoos, so she doesn't know who she is. And then it turns out that she must have been some kind of special forces, because, you know, she could fight. She has, she doesn't have a regular memory, but she has, you know, procedural...
Nah, she was an instructor at the mall, the karate shop.
You know, but it wasn't that good. It felt like they were just jumping on the girl power bandwagon. Because, you know, we have all the movies now with the female leads,
what
and they're
the,
all kick-ass.
What was the crimes that were going on? Or they just don't know?
Well, how it works was...
some exotic drug? That's usually what it is.
Well, I mean, to wipe her mind, yeah. But then there was like a... FBI agent's name was one of the things tattooed on her body.
Yeah.
So that got
his
attention.
That was all in the previews.
And so she's with the FBI now. And then one of the tattoos pointed to like a crime that was going to happen that day. So they followed that up. And so that's what they're going to do. They're going to be following the tattoo. The tattoos are a roadmap. And like I said, it was written...
What crooks are going to put what they're doing on someone's body? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, no, they're not... There's, you know, there's some outside force, but they don't know who's the one who did that.
But why would anyone do that?
I don't know. The thing is, they ripped off two different shows. Now they took
True Blood and Downton Abbey.
No, Prison Break and John Doe.
Like it better if it was True Blood and Downton Abbey.
Yeah. Now in Prison Break, the guy tattooed his body. Just like hers, but there were messages, there were like clues for himself, you know, to break out of prison.
That's how he cheats on exams.
Yeah, but you know, it's the same kind of thing. And then in John Doe, there was a guy who had his memory erased, but he kind of knew everything anyway. He knew nothing about himself, but he just knew everything else, like he was a walking internet. Now the funny thing is, there was the same actor was in both of those shows. So they kind of just took both
of
them.
He's in all three?
No, both. He was in John Doe and in Prison Break. He's not in the new one, though. But they just took those shows and kind of blended them together and replaced the guy with a chick. And that's just what it is. So now she's going to be going around with an FBI agent solving crimes based on her tattoos, which wouldn't fucking happen because they would leave her... in the fucking FBI headquarters or under protective custody. You're not taking along a civilian who you know nothing about on all your fucking cases. It, like I said, it not good. It was not good. But maybe it'll get better. I don't know. Something else that premiered this week, or last week, was Minority Report.
You know what? Before you go in, I read about how it was like, it wasn't even a remake, it's a continuation.
Yeah, which I like better.
But still,
I don't want a remake because, like, listen, I saw the fucking movie.
It's based on like precogs, they call them, right?
Yeah.
See, I would like if the Minority Report was people had a time machine and that's how they found criminals. Like they could view the future. I'd like that better.
Well, they do view the future, but it's, you know, it's like psychically.
But I don't like psychics. I like it better if it was science doing it.
Science that doesn't exist. Might as well be psychic. It's a time machine. What difference does it make? Both shit that aren't real.
Whatever, man. I'm telling you.
Okay. But it was... I'll tell you what. Minority Report? Better than Blindspot, that's for sure. And I did enjoy how it was a continuation. Like, okay, what happened after they shut down that program? What happened to those psychic people? And so they're going along with that. And, you know, that'll be the same kind of thing as that Blindspot, I guess. They're going to go around solving crime, but now he's going to be using his powers and shit. And I got to tell you something. The chick they have in that? Holy shit. That chick is fucking banging. God damn, she's hot.
Yeah.
She's wearing like the fucking, like, you know, spandex pants and like fucking
Future.
Showing her rack. Oh my God. I look at him. Holy shit, this chick is
something. I'm interested in that show. And these shows are going to all be canceled anyways.
Like I said, it was better than the other one. It was okay. Not great. Now, what I did see, they have a Limitless show. If you recall the movie Limitless.
That one I was more interested in.
I liked it. I thought it was really good. And it wasn't, again, it wasn't one of those things where they pretended the movie never happened. The movie happened. They even had whatever the fuck his name is, the handsome guy from the movie. He was in the first episode.
Oh.
He played a part. He played a role.
He played a part. He played a part in this.
It was good. And again, it's going to be another crime solving. It's all these shows are going to be the same thing. But, you know, this one was good. Because I like that movie, I like the premise, and we all like those kind of things where the guy was a loser, didn't really do anything with his life, never accomplished anything, and all he takes this magic pill, and he's a fucking genius.
I don't know if we all, but I relate to this.
We all in this room.
I mean, have you heard about The Lonesome Loser?
Heard about that yesterday, but if you haven't listened.
Well, who listens out of order?
Listen, this, yeah, come on. Fools. This is
Fools, that's who.
This is a week's worth, man.
So is that everything straight. You watched or what?
No, it isn't. But like I said, Limitless was actually good. Now, the last thing I saw was Heroes Reborn. I know, you're not interested, dude. But that is up my alley. I like Heroes. I love sci-fi.
The last season of Heroes was hated by everyone.
Not by me.
Well, that's because you have a weird sense of taste.
Not by me. Heroes Reborn? It was pretty good. I mean, I want to see where it's going to go, how it develops, but I still enjoyed it. Now, Hayden Panettiere wasn't in it. They mentioned her character.
Well, she's busy being married to the Klitschko.
Yeah, I heard.
Man,
like,
I want to see a sex tape of them two.
Oh man,
6'7" guy with
she's tiny and he's a 4'11"
girl.
Oh my god, he breaks.
How
her.
Does that? What? Like you can't even see. Like, is he just fucking his bed? I don't know. Oh wait, look, there's a leg. I think it's a girl under him.
What does it look like when she's on top? Like, oh my god,
it's like riding a horse.
Or do they think it's some kind of, like, kiddie porn they're watching? Looks like a child.
Man, they gotta release their sex tape.
Yeah,
please.
Be awesome.
Klitschko and Hayden Panettiere. Can't you just change her name to Hayden Klitschko?
Yeah, make it easier.
Well, celebrities never want to change their last name. And when they do, it's always a mistake, because, like, it's Roseanne Barr. Nope, it's Roseanne Arnold. Now she's back to just Roseanne.
Ooh,
now back to
you
Roseanne.
Know what? Make it easier. Your name is Hayden Panettiere.
Panties.
Panettiere.
The thing about Roseanne is, Roseanne Barr was her first married name as it was.
Yeah, that wasn't her real name.
She never went by her real name.
I wonder what her real name was.
I forgot.
Yeah, what's her maiden name?
Do you remember one season she said Roseanne and that was it?
Well, she became like fucking Cher or Madonna.
She did. Well, she did because there's certain celebrities where you can go, Roseanne. Everyone knows
who
you're talking
about. Yeah, it's Roseanne.
You mean Roseanne Cash? Roseanne? I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. You say Roseanne like, oh, Roseanne, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about younger people. She hasn't been in the public eye in a while.
They might know who she is. I don't know. Yeah.
Madonna.
It's interesting
how... That's Madonna's real name.
It's interesting how people can pull that off and some people can't. Like, well, last names they do, like Bon Jovi. But no one says John.
Yeah, well, that's not even his real last name. His real last name is...
Smith.
It's Bon Jovi pronounced that way, but it's spelled differently. He just made it more you know, phonetically, so people can pronounce it. Because it looks like Bon Jovi.
So,
but you can buy spaghetti sauce and it has his real last name on it.
So who's...
Family recipe.
Let's think of like a really big actor right now, like George Clooney. Can anyone just say George and they're either going to know who you're talking about? Have you seen the new George movie? I'm like, what?
If you say George...
I wouldn't know who you're talking about. No one comes to mind. Even though George Clooney is a huge star...
You gotta have sort of a unique name, like...
What, like Roseanne?
Like if you say, well,
Roseanne's not that unique.
But it works somehow. That's also... You know, I gotta give her credit.
I mean, she made it work, but it's not a Madonna. It's not a Cher.
Usually,
it's not a Prince.
Yeah, usually or Beyonce or Mariah. You don't have to say their last name. Like, I like Mariah Carey. You can say Mariah. People know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be a weird name. Look at Ellen. I say Ellen, you know who I'm talking about. Although calling her show Ellen,
that helps.
That, you know, that kind of did it.
And she said that her sitcom wasn't originally supposed to be called Ellen. It was supposed to be called Friends something. It was said something with Friends in it.
Supposed to be called I'm a Straight Girl, but everyone, you know, knows I look like a lesbian.
But
eventually I'll come out as a lesbian.
It had Friends in the title, But then Friends came out, and they're like, uh-oh, we better change that. They've huge hit with a show called Friends.
I think about the old Ellen show, the sitcom, and it makes me angry.
Of course it does. Why?
Okay. I don't know. If there's a thunderstorm or your stomach.
I'm hungry, man. My stomach's a growl. We gotta go.
Even though that didn't show up on mic, probably. I know.
Who knows? We gotta go.
Anyway. Okay. Yeah. I'll go on my Ellen rant another time.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Anyway. HotshotWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Tell a friend about Ellen.
Klar, Experten streiten sich um ein paar Daten, die Crew hat dann noch...